The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This year's lecture series is going to be about the victorious lion of Allah. Surah 13, verse number 43. God says this, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. Those who disbelieve, the kuffar, they say that you're not a prophet. You haven't been sent by God. This is all a lie. Now, in Islam, we have a principle. In Islam, you and I, we don't accept things without proof. What's the proof? God says in the Quran, He instructs the prophet to say this to the mushrikeen. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Sufficient for me is Allah as a witness between me and you. As long as God says, what's the proof of God? The Quran. Who else? Amir al-Mu'mineen now. Before the Hijrah. وَمَنْ عَنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. And the person who possesses all of the knowledge of the book. And of course, the Quran elaborates. There's a story, a famous story in the Quran, where God tries to give us a little bit of an idea. What is a person like who has even some of the knowledge of the book? For you and I to guess, who must Ali have been? It's a very famous story in the Quran. You and I remember it, where in the time of our prophet, Nabi Sulaiman, Bilqis is going to come to his presence. And Bilqis had this magnificent throne. In addition to the kingdom and all those things, she had this magnificent throne. And now before Bilqis comes to the presence of Nabi Sulaiman, he asks, who can bring me her throne before she comes here? And an ifrit from the jinn got up. He said, I can bring it from Yemen. Before you even get up from your seat, I can do that. And then there was somebody else. The Quran says that this person had ilmun min al-kitab, a little bit of the knowledge of the book, the wasi of the Prophet. He said that I can bring it to you, the throne of the Queen of Sheba, before you bat your eye. I can do that, right? Now, what's the comparison of this person's knowledge to the knowledge of Amir al-Mu'mineen? And this is Mecca. So what we're trying to do, our first goal, was to try and know who our imam is, appreciate our imam, learn how to introduce him to our children. Of course, we want to learn more about him ourselves. Now, having said that, and of course I should admit this, maybe I should have said this even before this, it doesn't mean that in six lectures we're going to be able to cover everything. This is by no means exhaustive. There are too many of the fada'il of Imam Ali. The Prophet says this in that beautiful hadith. He says, لَوْ أَنَّ الْغِيَاثْ أَقْلَامٍ. If the trees of the forest were pins, وَالْبَحْرُ مِدَادٍ, and the seas were ink, وَالْجِنُّ حِسَابٍ, and the jinn were the ones who were making the calculation, وَالْإِنْسِ قُتَابٍ, and the people were the scribes, he says, مَا أَحْسَوْ فَضَائِلَ عَلِي ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. So still, they wouldn't have been able to enumerate the fada'il of Imam Ali. Of course, you and I, me, myself speaking, we're not going to be able to cover all of that. Some big level points, some important lessons that we want to get out of it. What's our second goal? The second goal in choosing these lectures, brothers and sisters, is reform. Because otherwise, brothers and sisters, it might be the case that believers go through difficulty. Actually, this goes both ways. It doesn't matter if you go through an easy life and you have all of the things that Allah wants to give the believer to have the good life, or you go through a difficult life and challenges and bala. It's not just about going through these difficulties. It's about how you and I make use of the difficulties or the good things. Somebody might have a very challenging life and not use that as an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody else might be gifted with the good things, the goodly life, and still not use that opportunity. It could be neutral, which will be a loss, or either the difficulties or the blessings make me a worse person. Why am I mentioning this? Because the month of Ramadan is the time, I mentioned the hadith, it's a time for reform. The test of Imam Ali was a different test. Some of the people who failed that unique test of Ali ibn Abi Talib had the trait of jealousy, hasad. Their hasad was an internal trait. You're there in the presence of Imam Ali. You're watching him in Khaybar. But I didn't work on myself. I then take a sword and fight Imam Ali. Reform, brothers and sisters, using this opportunity in the month of Ramadan to better ourselves, to identify our flaws and our weaknesses and the areas where we're not doing so well in, muraqabah, muhasabah, to find those areas and then to make serious effort, inshallah, by the right of Mawla, that we're able to better ourselves. Otherwise, it can make us worse. There's a beautiful book. I hope brothers and sisters get a chance to read this book. It's called Cell Number 14. It's a different way of learning about our current wali. Who he is, what he did, what his family was like, what his children were like, the struggle, the sacrifice. He tells an interesting story over there. The story that he's telling is about the fifth time when he's in prison, and the first time where he's tortured severely. He says that I was in prison, and one of the things that they would do in prison is that they would shave the beards of the prisoners. Now, as a Muslim, as a cleric, right, shaving the beard, another way of hurting the individual. He said, so I was just thinking in my own mind, okay, well, they're going to come to me. They're going to shave my beard. What's the Islamic responsibility? Do I resist or screaming, struggling? What do I do? He said, in that time, I just asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief. Oh Allah, please don't make me undergo this test. He says, so I'm sitting there in my cell. And the guard opens the door. And he said, before this, I could hear the other prisoners being shuffled out of their shelves, shuffling down to the area, they're shaving them, they bring them back to their cells. Then they open my door, and the guard says, you can stay. And he says, I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this unique gift. Alhamdulillah, in a prison. I have no choice, I'm in the prison. He said, but there was a prisoner who suffered from hasad. And this older gentleman was a cleric, a scholar, an alim. He's in prison, the prison of the Savak. This is the chance for you to go to the top. He was older than the leader. This man in prison, he had severe hasad, and he hadn't worked on himself. Somehow he figured out that the leader has been exempted from having his beard shaved. So they come to him to get him out of his cell. Next day, 2 days later, whenever he found out, they come to him in his cell. When they come to him in his cell, then he says, how come the prisoner in cell number 14 doesn't get his beard shaved? And he said, now he has every right to protest, resist, jihad fi sabilillah, tell them it's not right, write to the prison authority, do whatever you... Why mention that there's somebody in cell number 14 who's gotten away from it? How come he doesn't have to shave? He tells the guard this. Tell the warden cell number 14 hasn't shaved, and until he shaves, I'm not going to shave. Hasad. Some of the people through this whole test of the revolution, they're people who have been tested by things you and I can't be and failed. Muraqaba muhasaba. So that cleric, the warden came in, snatched him out, swearing at him, dragged him out there, shaved him, and then after that they continued to let the leader go. The hasid forgot, the jealous person has forgot, rizq comes from above. You're not really angry at the mahsud, at the person, you're really angry with God. Whatever you want, ask Allah from His grace. Why jealousy?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه